Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And that is wonderful. Sam Cooke. Another edition of Change.
Sorry.
Of change is gonna come. I thank you for listening to the program today, and you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network, and this is the edition of the Cosmic Philosopher, and my name is Timothy Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never Sinner. I do understand why things are going the way it is in the world. I greatly remorse over what has transpired over the past 200,000 years. Indeed, something happened in the world. And I want you to listen real good to what I'm saying, because I am speaking with a great deal of sadness. Why? Because I have read and understood where the human race began. and the human race did not begin with civilized humans. They are called hominid. And the World History textbook will tell you that. The human race range between hominid and Homo sapien. It doesn't matter what anybody say. They are not the World History textbook. And what we have here right now is that these sodomite white people that has done what is just unspeakable. And I'm not talking about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That is a part of the problem too. But what I'm talking about is the spatiotemporal time, the chronological sequence of the human development. That is exactly what I'm talking about. And I find out that we will address all of the problems about humanity if we take life under the view of the first humankind. Look, this embodies every problem that we can talk about. And the only way we do not succeed at getting a full picture and understanding all the problems that we know exist today is unless we don't go where human life began. Not crocodiles, not the whales in the sea, not them. Human. The first humans. And we have the information in prehistory and in the regular world history that we have here, like in a National Geographic world history, shows us that the first humans developed in Africa 3.5 million years ago and developed to the point of being Homo erectus, they are called. And they went up into Europe. And where they are right now. But things have happened since these humanoid, hominid, Homo erectus, since they go up into Europe. Now, I am not leaving out anything because everything is into what I'm saying. You know, it's like the headline. And then you have, you know, the news, you know, after the headline. Well, I'm giving a headline. So the headline embodies every item of news. So what I'm trying to tell you is something that is so serious, and it has so much lamentation in it. It is just something that we have to talk about. I wish in my early growing up as a male person, I wish that I was told what the World History Book has in it. But there was no one to tell me that. Because the church itself is a faggot institution. And there is no way we were going to be told that. Because Africa gave us these sodomites to be slaves. To where we will never have anything under their rule. Homosexuals. I mean, I am like, I have it all the way up to my wits. To my wits' end. Because never had I imagine anything can happen like what the history has told us about the first evolution of upright walking mankind. And the only thing that is relevant to civilized life they never had is of reasoning and speech. They couldn't talk, and they don't have depth of reasoning. Those two things that are the framework of civilized Homo sapiens, sapien human being, hybrid, because they are hybrid. And the first time civilized human being came to Earth, according to the World History textbook, 200,000 years ago. And the details are in that, 200,000 years ago. It means that 3.5 million years ago till 200,000 years ago, there was no civilized human being, because that was when anatomical human, wise human being, Homo sapien, came in the form of hybrid human. Has nothing to do with humanid humans. Homo sapien don't belong to hominid, Homo erectus. It's a different breed. And that breed speak a language either, but this was the third human development, the third, while Homo erectus is second. Hominids, the first. Now, so the third human development is the Homo sapiens. But they did not speak. No human being is developed with perfect, with speech and perfect reason, except Homo sapiens that is used to create an hybrid with the blood of the gods. That is exactly what is in history. And all that we hear of these faggot scholars, they're talking about, scholars say this and all this kind. African people is not supposed to listen to those things. Do you understand that? We're not supposed to listen to white people. First of all, we have it all wrong right now, because there's no reason why white people, our development, settlement, our society, and come there and talk about they have power to overthrow our government and our society. There's just no way. Reading the history, I know that these people, for 3.5 million years, they don't know what it is to speak a language. Now, they're trying to, like, even all the argument now talk things like, they were not as, uncivilized as was taught. That's what they're saying. Because they have a mic that they can speak one way and nobody else not say nothing to them, unless people out there blah, 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 and not saying the right thing either. But right here, I delve into what I see is the life existence of the human, as a whole, whether they are civilized or not. But the human as a whole, if you read where it starts to where we are right now, cover the details. And you will find something that you are too astonished, and probably you won't be able to to digest it. All right? So what I'm trying to say to you now is that, you know, these folks don't talk. Evolution, I mean, people don't talk. Like the birds and all these kind of, they don't talk. We had to make noise and stuff like that, but they don't talk. And so the white people that come from the wreck, hominid, and become Homo erectus, and then begin to, like, make love with people outside of their species, hominid species. Right? That never talked either. Homo erectus, Neanderthals never spoke a language. They never established no society, nothing at all. They never built up no institution. And that's who they interbreed with. They never spoke. All right? So they were waiting around for something else to happen. And 200,000 years ago, it was when they develop hybrid, civilized hybrid. You know, it means it's not evolutionary thing. And this is where the world history textbook tells us. I don't need to cite anything else. The world history textbook tells us that 200,000 years ago was when Homo sapiens came about. It's not in a remote part of the world, it's a textbook, so that we don't know this information. It's there, and I read it all the time. Okay? I mean, listen, what I'm saying is this. If you're out there, and you really don't know, and you are... You are perplexed with ambiguity. You don't know where this starts and where it ends or not like that. That's what I'm talking about right now. Because most of my life, I don't know whether life starts in the east or in the west or in the north or the south. I didn't know that. But it so happens, unbeknownst to any kind of a thought or imagination I may have, I am just experiencing what is inside of me, the way I grew up and the way my mind works. That's all I am experiencing. So why I today focus and knowing things, everything that is good, I want to find out, you know, why it's good and stuff like that. And so here am I. I'm talking to folks who have the same kind of problem of lacking knowledge of the world around me. And I'm talking and I'm explaining what I found out. And discovery that I have found is not popular with my species. You know, a few people of my species would have accepted, let's say, like the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. You know, you have quite a few people who say, well, you know what? I was thinking that way all the time. I was in the church and stuff like that, because we don't know no better. We don't know any better. And we don't know what causes us. We only know that white people are rule the world, and we don't have a clue why they are ruling the world and why we are suffering. What is it they have
that we don't have. Well, that's a good question. Why are white people ruling over black people? That's a question. And we are so buried up into a few millennia where we are indoctrinated with a concept that is different, the concept of AD and Adamani. Come in, remember 2,600 years ago, and think about how long since we were created on planet Earth. Think about what I'm saying to you, okay? Because this is prosecution time for white people who do all of these atrocities to African people. It's time for prosecution. And you don't have to get nervous when I say time for prosecution, because they can go over there with all of their armory and destroy Saddam Hussein. Now, it doesn't matter what Saddam Hussein was doing, because they are saying he was going over Kuwait, right? Now, what white people who can't talk from 3 million years ago, what do they have to do with a civilized man like Saddam Hussein? What do they have to do with Saddam Hussein? How they come to have big army and they never talk until 100,000 years ago? By interbreeding. So what I'm trying to say to you, right now, we don't really have Africa to deal with at all, because they don't give no concern about us. They hardly concern themselves with the people on the turf of Africa. How many governments in Africa, on the big continent where you have the biggest population on Earth, I think, and what are they doing, people out there, when the world is full of sodomite Christianity? What is Africa doing to it? Nothing. And they started it. They authorized it. That sound very ridiculous. It sounds ridiculous. Admission is, it is true. Africa is not developed. Africa is not developed. In the psychological sense, they cause civilization to go into the ruin. Kingship. Yes. Kingship government that is set up on earth. That's what is in official history. What history these white people have, except to talk about America, white people originating America? And if you have any sense about time and when things occur, say over the last 1,000 years or 2,000 years, then you would know when you have these European people are coming to America. And what did they say why they were coming here? They give like about three different reasons why they come here. But the most, the sustained reason that they gave, which that resembled the truth, is the one that says that they needed wealth. Okay? They needed wealth. And the rest, they talk about it was religious persecution. And that is definitely not true at all. These are sodomites. And why they running around? Why are they running around and hunting down the African people wherever they are? And who, since they learned to talk and learned to use guns, something that they couldn't do in the past 3.5 million years, they didn't know what iron is until the Bronze Age. You think about this, okay? This is what the condition of the human world is, what I'm telling you, right? And like I always say, may you call me if you have an interest to talk about this. And you probably might not have an interest to talk about it. And I can tell you why some of that is going on and why we cannot come out of the mud. Is because over the past 2 millennia, these white people learn to speak. Well, first, they interbreed with the African people, and then by the interbreeding with the African people, they are able to speak. Because we are hybrid with a blood that speaks. Not Homo sapiens, the gods who came to earth and established everything. And this is the way it reads. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. And may I interject that they did not, according to history, they didn't come to earth to create mankind. They didn't. And it is a history that we are not familiar with because these faggots write a Bible when they are in Israel. That's Israel or Palestine. Yeah, but they call it all kind of names there now today. Jerusalem and all kind of things, right? The kind of stuff that happened back there, you know, let's say 2 millennia ago. Right? Call it roughly 2,000 years ago. It's a little more than that. Okay, but, you know, it's like before they came into Palestine, they started off political mischief from 2,600 years ago, in Rome, Italy. That's where they started it. And you don't read anything about them doing political activity before 509 BC. You check it out for yourself, right? Because this is a way of controlling what is fact from fiction. If I say that they were doing political stuff before 509 BC, I would be lying because I couldn't prove it. But I can prove that since the day 509 BC, that was the day of the coup overthrow the king of Italy, Lucius Tarquinius, Roman king. And from that point on, they assumed the name Romans. That's the day these faggot fucking ass white people assume the name Romans. And they are the ones that come and then about 600 years later, they go and overthrow Palestine. So everything you're reading in the Bible about Jerusalem and Jesus and stuff like that, those things are sewage. Sewage. And I tell you about persecution time. Look, there is no history to prove that white people have any kind of authentic governmental power. Because they are not capable of raising up governmental power. Because they were mute and they get why they began to talk. They don't come from a talking species. Okay? They just do not come from, 3 million years, they never spoke any language. It's the mischief of interbreeding with outside of their species. That's why they come and get run into African hybrid people who they don't want to acknowledge as hybrid. But it is the blood of the hybrid, not no blood of no fake, sodomite, fictional Jesus. You see, all those things they put inside of our thinking because we were too far away in time. But words don't die. And the information, therefore, is alive for us to see and understand. But if we get, become believers in the Bible and, we don't care about the facts. We just want to believe it. We will never know the truth. Now, what I'm trying to say to you, if you're out there, just 1 second. Yes. Thank you. So what I'm saying to you is what is happening right now in the world is most people don't have a clue. They're just confused. Churches are many. You have all the churches to go to. But now the churches are full of faggots, full of homosexuals. All right? There is no place clean. And you can read about that in some passage of Isaiah. Not all part of the Isaiah book is corrupt. There are things in there that speak about the perversion in the world. And you can read that and find out exactly what places in the Bible points out has nothing to do with what these white people are doing. It's something else. But by the time they infect us with the change of the BC culture, the polytheism culture, by the time they come and interbreed and learn to talk and learn to turn the biggest criminals on earth and say they form government. I'm just thinking, what happened to Africa? Because it's only as I think about what the history says and things that are out of place, and the government that has been on earth long before these guys could talk, long before white people start interbreed and start talking from them Yamnia culture. Before that, there was kingship government on earth, kings ruling before the flood. They decide, once they can talk and do things, exactly what you see they're doing today, and you'd wonder, what white people doing among black people and controlling them? Something has to happen, and I am telling you what happened. But I swear, it is a fact that a lot of African people will never have the mind power to understand what happened. Doesn't matter how you tell them. Because the belief is like a leaf that falls into the tank of water and began to rot. Okay? It will never go back on the tree. That's the way a lot of African people are today. Because you can't tell them nothing except about Jesus. And when you see the T.D. Jakes and the Creflower Dollar and all of these African people, they have their little church everywhere. It shows that they are like a leaf that is rottening at the bottom of the ocean. Okay? So what I am saying to you is that I didn't have a problem once I start to read and find things going in the wrong direction. I didn't decide that I'm going to hold on to Jesus and praise the Spirit God who, you know, whatever that Spirit God did to produce a son. Carla talked about he begot a son. All of this is sodomite writing. And if you look into it, you will find out. And too many people are suffering because of these sodomite Bible writing. Because they actually attack your inner, the inner function of your brain. Right? And dismantle your sense of relevance. That's what has happened. And today, you see, they have guns and stuff like that now, and say they have a constitution, right? And everybody can own a gun here. And anything you go on the street and stuff like that, anything, you know, is a gun. Black people carry gun, too. Not, you know, I don't know how much of them carry gun. I've never held a gun. Okay? Never held a gun. And what is happening now is that you can shoot anybody. You only need to give good grounds and say, you know, it was, you know, I was standing my ground and all that. These white people, you find out from since when they are holding gun. Since when these white people been holding gun? You see, it's since they interbreed 100,000 years ago. Okay? And since they turn Yamnaya culture, that's the only time they get to know what bronze and iron is. So now they take over because they are using the actual things that the gods used and take control. Because Africa, where we come from, don't exercise no sense. They don't develop. You see, but they are running government. I mean, as far as I can see, they are not different from Jamaica, where we have Bustamante and the Norman Manley and the Shearer and these other guys them that are there today. Because the only difference between those first two lads that Busta and Michael Manley. The difference between them and what we have here today is education. It's not about training. It's not about knowing who they are and where they come from and what and about government. They don't know, none of them don't know about that. Because I'm saying that because how could they know that and run a government under the queen? You see, the sodomite queen of England, you know, and behave like England was always white people place. So we are so backward that, you know, it's a good thing that the gods are not depending on us to fix the problem or to stay out of the problem. They couldn't depend on us to say, don't do that, and they and decide, you know, everybody wants to go on and eat their crutches and have fun. And that is what gets us where we are. And these guys who did the actual act of violating our sacredness, they write a Bible and talk about a talking serpent. And they know that they are the one who is fucking ass. Do it. White people. They know it's them who do it. But there is no return because we find out. You know what I mean? Whoever want to recognize the fact or not, but there will be enough people to find out what really happened to our human world. The denial of our existence is in the Bible. These faggots, they know it. And maybe all of them don't know it, but those who are the higher echelon, they know. They know this Jesus is a fucking nonsense. Okay? No, Jesus. No, I'm reading like a sane person now, so I read for myself and I find out. I don't need nobody to tell me. You see, I know the difference between fiction and non-fiction. Right? No Jesus, no and no God never existed. Everyone says, so who create this, who create that? It's not them. It's just not them. And that's all you need to know. Read the history, the prehistory. You know what I mean? Because I can't convert anybody. Nobody didn't convert me. I start to read. Seriously. That because we do have that level of consciousness. If we are thinking right, we will find out things. Because that realization is a power that is inside of us. And as long as, you know, we just don't want to, like, you know, fuck this one, fuck that one, and fuck all over the place. If we want spiritual knowledge about the world around us, if that's what we want, we will be led from being astray to the way we're supposed to be. Because that is what has happened to me. And I can find out now that we are so, like, we're in a coma. We're just not at the place to understand anything else except the sodomite world of Christmas and stuff like that. That's the only thing that we can resort to. When we hear Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic and all the wicked thing that they have done in Palestine, you're reading the New Testament and the Old Testament and prophesy, and you think that, oh, the prophets fulfill, the prophecies are fulfilled. Where's the one about Jesus being a king and a prince of peace? That fulfills too? It just doesn't. Just doesn't. And in the New Testament, it is very rigid that you must obey the gospel of St. Paul. And, you know, on the name of Jesus. You got to believe in the name of Jesus. They know why they want us to believe in the name of Jesus. Do you know why? I tell you. The blood that creates you and I, an hybrid. That is the blood that they are bringing Jesus to die for our sins and say, we are saved by the blood of Jesus. No blood of Jesus don't exist. Just don't exist. But they can see a relevance. So at least you have to accredit these white people that they are the best crooks. They are the best crooks, criminals. Why they can see these kind of parallel and build up a concept that will grip people. They can relate to it and just hold fast to it. Then they tell you, don't let no man deceive you. After they're telling you about the blood of Jesus that don't exist, they are telling you now, you know, because they don't want you, they don't put in the Bible that we are hybrid. No, but they have a reason for that. You see, and it's few, some of the places they make mistakes or error or just don't know and say something that's contradictory. I mean, it's all over the place, but you know, they make some outstanding contradiction that they should not have made. That we come and read now, and you'll find out, say, you know what? It's all about what the Bible amounts, especially the creation story. and the epistles. Those things are sewage stuff. You don't have nothing to do with them, because the best of what you think they are telling you that is positive is negative. You see, it's misnomers that they are writing in the Bible, and we don't know that. You see, for you to get out of that, it's not going to be easy, you know what I mean? Because you're going to have to use your intellect, and when your intellect is like you get the covert virus, you know what I mean? And you're going to have to get special attention to get that covert outside of your system. And to people who don't have good intestines and stuff like that and organs, you're gone. You're gone. So what I'm trying to tell you now is like Christianity is like the covered virus. Christianity, yes. Although I grew up too and didn't know that. You see, but I'm telling you, in the Bible there, no Jesus, no Adam and Eve was in a garden. If Adam and Eve was in a garden, they would write, I mean, they are way, way beyond thinking with that deficiency. They know the reason why they cannot write in the Bible where the Garden of Eden is. That story that they are telling, I mean, they have too much imagination into it to not think that they know they are acting like a criminal, writing a story, because they want to get rid of the African hybrid people. So they don't want to identify important things about the African people. Why do you go to church? It's because you really believe Adam and Eve sinned and God cursed them. And I will spend the whole day, all week long, prove it to you that none of those things are true. What is true is the history that they have read and writing things that they can make up stories. Why do you think they call themselves Jews today? Were they ever Jews? And was African people Jews? Were African people Jews? They make up all kind of story and push up black people in it because they know Africa is not there to police them, and we don't have enough sense to suspect or to read and see those contradictions that they are making and wrongly identifying us. They call us by their name, particularly Romans. Imagine, they call themselves Romans from the day 509 BC, and Africa don't have a tongue to tell them, no, you can't do that. But what I want to tell you, it's a good thing that the God's hands not short. So for them to heal and to fix things, and that they are not deaf, so they don't hear things. And they have the problem to solve any problem that they have. And there is a problem on earth right now, but they know about this problem long before they left for home. They knew that the problem was there. But they go away, and of course, it's not like we may think that the gods don't know. You can't hide anything from these gods. When they were here, they have communication between Earth and the planet where they came from. All right? So all the things that they put to work here, when they came here, they set things to work, especially the environment, the weather system and stuff like that, the ecosystem, the rivers and stuff like that, okay? The pyramids, and on, 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 the things that they have made. But pertaining to knowing what is going on here, they know what is going on Earth. They know. And to see that the African people fall to these sodomites, it is a problem that the gods will solve. And they have been working on it, mainly to where we should, it should spark our imagination. It should move us to understand and figure out what's wrong. A lot of us can sense that something is wrong, but we don't know what to do, you know, like to attack it and get rid of the problem, right? And indeed, you see, the reason why these white people go and call themselves superpower and stuff like that, it is, that's their security. Because you can't go there with no kind of a military stuff and drive them out of America. You can't do that. But what it takes to drive them out is the people knowing the truth. And they've been trying to keep us from knowing the truth. The church is an investment with our own money that they use to keep us from knowing the truth. The church. Because, like I tell you, the thing to notice is Adam and Eve in a garden. There is no such a fact like what they're telling in the Bible. But was there a Adam and an Eve? Of course. Of course there was the Adam and Eve. Well, not exactly Adam. Adamu. Go with what we call is the same character. Right? So what I'm saying to you now is they write the Bible at the time when they are on the mission to change around a civilized way of life by the original calendar that the gods make up on earth that affects the blood and the life of the hybrid people. It has nothing to do with white people. When they mingle with us, that's their way of breaking us down. It's the reason why we don't prosper no more than so, but to have them sodomite come and you know, and use our money, raise up establishment, and you got to ask them for a job. And you think that God will bless you if you get a job, for you pay tithes and stuff like that. There's no such thing as no tithing in the civilized world. No church. Okay? The B.C. era that they talk about, yes, they tell you B.C. before Christ, but that's all they're going to tell you about B.C. Okay? So, like I said to you, when they do all these kinds of sewage type of thing, because guess what? Sewage. Because, look, these are sodomites, and they're using the anus for sexual pleasure. What you say about that? You're going to separate the stinkness from the sweetness? Because they discharge their energies too. Just like animals do. All right? So, the point is, animals don't fuck ass. They don't procreate through the anal cavity. Animals at large, look how many of them. Ask the whale in the ocean. Do they fuck ass too? And the elephant, them out there, you see them fucking ass? Look at the amount of, when you're at the animal kingdom in Africa. Why Africa is the bed, is the cradle of cattle and humanity. It is because of the gods. Now, these sodomites, you read in the World Literature textbook where they were learning from the institution of the gods that created us hybrid. However, it has to be something that the gods want to examine how well we develop and manage ourselves. Is there anything greater that they would like to develop mankind hybrid to? And they are watching the way we are. What if they want to, like, take us, you know, on one of those galaxies and carry us, our species there? They're looking at us. Because if we cannot handle ourselves now, do you think that they would care? These sodomites want to go up to Mars to go sodomize Mars. Do you understand that? You see my point? Because the God does know what is going on with these Sodomites, because they were here and right in the world, it's a textbook. They call themselves Romans, disguise themselves as Romans. It's a big, big thing going on earth. So what I want to tell you now, if you understand where I'm going with this, the tornadoes. See, the gods don't have to send one of us out there to say anything or do anything to these people. The gods just want us to learn good sense. You see? And don't be stupid believers in nonsense, in sewage, in something that is unbecoming us. Right? I am a lonely boy, a lonely man, talking what I read. And who want, I mean, I have the worst attitude to people, and I do as much good as I can to people. They are not about telling me. They don't want to tell me about the goodness that I do. No, they want to tell me about my attitude and the way I talk to people. And what am I saying? If I ask someone, what is AD Anno Domini? What is wrong with that? I ask my primary physician, what is AD Anno Domini? He said, what? I repeat it slowly. AD Anno Domini, Latin, in the year of our Lord. He said, I don't know. You tell me. No. It sounds strange. When you have such educated person, and it's not just my physician alone. Many other people with good education, far more educated than me, and they do not know. And many other, you know, like medium educated people, they don't know. They don't know what is AD Anno Domini either. And I have to say, I don't know if I knew before I really started to read, you know, over the past, like, say, 7-8 years or something like that, 8-9 years. I wonder if I would be able to tell, because it seemed ridiculous, but I do understand why these people are so educated and they don't know A from Bullfoot when it comes to, I mean, civilized stuff like that. It's a calendaral thing, and they change our calendar, so calendar don't mean the same thing to us anymore, being under these faggots. I mean, system AD Anno Domini, Christmas and Santa Claus. You see, but the thing is, you go to university, and like, for example, Jamaica has a university out there, and who set up the university? You got to know it's the white sodomite fuckers do it. They set up the university because from they learn to read, that's where they aim their view. They are going to use language and control the African people and turn them against their own self. That's what it is. You see, the amount of Jamaicans and maybe from other parts of the world go to that university in Jamaica and are graduated. You don't hear none of them come up and say anything about the world government. The only thing they'll talk about is the INF that they depend on, where the white man set up, and Africa don't have nothing to do with it. We are in shambles, okay? And we make these white sodomites, I mean, how do we become inoculated with sodomy? We are the World History textbook tells you that we are not the same species with them. They were never civilized. The reason why they get little civility. I told you about the interbreeding, the miscegenation, please. Will you understand that? They never spoke for over almost 4 million years. And 1.5 million years in Europe, they never talk one word. They make stone tools, okay, and make a fire. They never know what clothing is. Go up to Europe and see when did they establish a civilized institution out there. My friends, I read this to you, and I didn't finish it. I tell you about the tornadoes, and I wanted to say more, but I am on the roll here, and I hope you understand. The tornadoes, you see, when they came here to America in the 16th century, they will tell you they are the ones who see the first cyclone or tornado. Because they don't want to recognize when we came to America. They're using their fucking nasty, indecent white people, fucking ass thieves, criminals. We don't limit. They want to be the first fucking ass nasty people to come to America. Don't you see? Don't you see? How much of that can you stand? You don't need to go out there and argue with them. You just need to just play cool with what there is now, because you can't change what already happened. You need to sail out of this nonsense and let them be like the frog who was heated up in a heater. From it, the water is cold and gradually heated up and was cooked and not know. Let them stay where they are, and by the time they are to figure out what happened, they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. The churches that we go to, get out of them. Get out of the church. No church is ours. Go read the history and you will know exactly where you fit out. Don't ask me. Go read the prehistory. Don't read Bible to tell you about history. Bible is not history. And if you don't, you going to get cook with them. It's not a joke. Look at the tornado out there. You see, some black people are catching up in here, right? Where they go to church? They believe in Jesus. You think the God was going to save them in that? Look at what happened out there. This past, Friday morning or Friday evening or something? And especially in Kentucky. And the governor is talking about, we're going to rebuild. You know what? You think he knows what he's talking about? White people ready to, scatter the filth of sodomy all over us. That's what they're about. When they realize that they are not going to carry out their dream, because it is a dream that is sodomite dream. We don't want them among us, and this is not a joke. I don't have no way of, putting anything mask over my mouth when I'm saying it. I'm telling you because that's my conviction. It is true. I am African. And America is African. It's not sodomite fucking ass. Drunken people who never speak for almost 4 million years and come through now to us interbreeding. Well, I tell you what, it's time for them to face what they have done, because there is just no way that the problem is going to go away with them here standing up in front of us and churches and talk about Jesus. Those things are not true. Those things are not true. So they don't have one post that will be left standing. Okay? And when they think that, okay, they are big and bad. See, you get shot down out of the moonlight up at Mars. There's a lot more to come, man. A lot more to come. Look at the place up there. I'm looking at these pictures, and when I see the devastation, you know what? I was praying to see tornadoes. And when I saw that, I can't feel more joyful. I can't feel more joyful. When I see all these black people preach church and are trying to save people, and I know it's not true. Now, and I see... I don't see anybody like with the zeal and the thrust you know, to, you know, to pounce on this nonsense, the church stuff that we have, Christianity. I don't see anybody, you know, well, it's me. Because I know very well that few people are out there that don't like the Christian thing. But that's about how far that they will go with it. Let's call in. The truth is going to wreck sodomites. The truth will destroy the sodomites. So they can talk about they're going to go back and rebuild. Look at it. They won't think that, look, they don't have any business in African territory. They not think that, no, because they intend to impose sodomy on African people. Okay? So being hybrid don't mean nothing to them. They want to fuck your ass, and that's what they have in the Bible. Nothing in the Bible is going to help you out with Christian belief. Because if you read world history, you will find out. What these white people represent is fucking ass. They make laws since they come here. They don't care about us, African people. They are going to find out how much they needed to be aware of us. We are created by the gods, and they're going to find out exactly where they're going to fuck shit next. Because the gods put their blood inside of us, and they're not going to come here and fuck with our people and start talking. Because of the God's blood that's inside of us, they defile and talking and want to rule the world over. They're going to find out. I tell you, they're going to find out where they must go and fuck us next. Okay? So they see those devastation out there, and they don't take it for nothing, because they are too, I mean, you know, their brain is just about fucking shitty ass all of their life and take it for a nice thing. All right? Well, we don't want it among us. We just don't. And you're going to find out. If they think that, oh, we can only talk, you're going to find out. That is not just talking. My energy that is African, as soon as my eye open and I begin to react, I just know that the gods are up there. And they're looking at it. And they know everything. I am not looking around for anybody to help me. I am going to do what I am empowered to do until the time is spent. But I am telling you that I feel content in saying what I am able to say. And nobody is not going to, I mean, like, dumb me down with, you know, by what they want to say as their observation or evaluation of me. You can't evaluate me when I know about word science process and know about when I see the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. They hate women and all this, you know, and use the Inquisition to kill us and stuff. I know all these things, and you don't know nothing about that. But yet still you want to criticize me and talk about me and have good attitude and stuff like that. I have the best attitude because I do not accept sodomites breaking the law of kingship, breaking all the societal ways of kingship, and coming with their fucking AD and Adamani Christmas celebration and what? Resurrection of Christ. And they know the whole thing is shitty garbage. White people know that Christianity is shitty garbage. They know that. Now, when I say this, people look at me and say, well, I mean, you know, I mean, that's why you're nobody and no friend. We don't want them as friends. I don't want them as no friend. I have exactly the friends
I need. And that's it.
Anybody is right, it's me. It's not these honest fucking people from Europe who come over and decide, all right, they're going to Europe. They kick out our king. They talk about, it's not them who do it or somebody else that you can't find. And this is the way they go around and do things and call the name of somebody that don't exist. Right? And in the case, they are to identify themselves as the one who do these evil stuff. No. Who is it that fight the war? Who fight the war in Palestine, 63 BC, and destroy the temple and stuff like that in 70 AD? Who do it? Who is it that invade Palestine, 63 BC? Who is it? Who is it that invade the Europe in 509 BC and remove the king? Who is it that do it? Romans. And they are the Romans. They take on the name the same day they remove the king. It's in the history. It doesn't matter what you say with your mouth today, it's not going to count, because history was not going to write something else and when the truth is evident. You know what I mean? In this case, sometimes they can twist things, but, you can only twist things so much. So I am telling you, when we have the clear truth and we allow these sodomite white people, we kill off so many of our people, and you now, under their church and constitution, Pope apologized for sins of Catholics, right? For 2,000 years, from antiquity till modern evil, where them do to us and have AD and Adam and law that with penalty of death, if you don't become a Christian, they have a right to kill you. How many of us they kill, like in Lisbon, where they kill, like 2,000 African people who were that trying to get away from them in Palestine. And in Lisbon, they simply because they didn't want to praise the image of Jesus and Jesus working miracles, they killed them, about 2,000 of them in 3 days. You see, these haunted sodomite fucking white people, that's who they are. That's who they are. All right. And if they're not with those things, go back to Europe. Go back to Europe anyway. Because the reason why you come here, as Neil Diamond saying, they come to America. And the reason why they come to America, is not for sacred reasons, because they come here and slit our throat and do whatever they want to do and turn around and talk about they're making a government. Seven fucking white-head men talk about they make a constitution here, right? You think they make it for black people? No. Look at what they put in there and talk about for slaves. Who give them right to make us slaves? Africa can't. History don't give them that right. So the gods came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age and scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin, draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. And so, my friends, I am going to be right back to pick up on the next portion of the show, where we are going to talk about when Elohim zodiac calendar inaugurated. When? Because that's important, sir. These sodomites come here talking about they have power to make a moon calendar. They only copycatting like they talk about Adam and Eve in a garden. You see? That's what they do, because remember I tell you they couldn't read. They don't possibly deal with no God like they talk about. You see? They are reading our history and make it right in the Bible, because when did they write the Bible? It's just there today. About 1700 years ago. You see? But that they do, they can't do all of these things like write a Bible, and they don't have black people who they are forcing to help them write what they're writing. You see, because they are hominid, they never could speak at all. But they evolve. And they evolve and begin to make mischief with others. That's the reason why they are fastening up themselves on us now in America like they have a right to be here. They don't have no fucking right to be in our jurisdiction. I know what the law is of kingship. It's our government. The gods leave it to us. It is broad in the history, the Sumerian history, who write the first human law. But that is given to them from the gods when they came to earth and go into South Africa, Abzu, South Africa, to mind, you know, to work on their mission there. Okay? So what I'm telling you is that the history is here. I couldn't be talking about it if it wasn't here. And we don't have any right to believe into this fucking Bible that they have about Adam and Eve in the garden. They can't even write and tell you a fact. Okay? And all the things that they omit out of it, there's just no way that we should stay a fool and let them do it to us. Live the truth and speak the truth. Let these fucking ass go back where they come from. That's all there is to it. Because prosecution time. Now, they're looking now to go back. And it wasn't too long. They have a problem in Texas, right? With tornadoes and stuff. Right, now they have another one. Yes, and they are always going to go rebuild. There come a time you can't rebuild. Okay? And you will perhaps experience the time if you're not dead by then, right? But the gods promise to do away with you all when, if we can clean it up ourselves, they will do it for those of us who want to see the world be restored to civilization. It's not civilization now. I will be right back with you. I'm going to play one of the favorite tune, Stardust.
If I had to choose just one day,
if I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you. Newborn whippoorwills were calling. falling from the hill. Summer was coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer.
Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer was a coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on and kiss her, go on and kiss her now.
If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started.
Darling, it would be when you smiled at me
that way, that Sunday, that summer.
If I had to choose just one day.
Okay. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this nice melody, Nat King Cole. And now, my friends, I must make this point that as someone who grew up in the church, in Christianity, you know, it's a funny world that we live in, because I'm looking at how I grew up into the church, something that is so nasty and criminal. But my parents were, you know, content. When I look to see how these white people, I mean, totally shift around the psychological grid, I guess that's a fit name to describe the human network, our communication and the things we do. So the psychological grid, they totally decimate our psyche. They decimate it. Because when we're talking about Jesus Christ died on a cross because Adam and Eve sinned in a garden, and this story, and none of these things are true. When I look and see that the civilized people are no longer psychologically civilized, because we are supposed to store our indigenous, you know, proclivities and our genome. I mean, something technically gone wrong. You see what I mean? Because to be singing Christmas carols and all these lies, these choruses in the church, and it's not true. And we can't see past
Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and all what it is signed. My friends, these white people are hiding vital information. They have no right to do. But Africa gives them the right to do it. How can Africa do such a thing? Africa, with a headquarters, you know, like a federal government and the 50 states in America, is not the same pattern. These guys, you know, these white people wrongly emulate everything the African civilized world do. So they wanted to say, make America, you know, 50 states and as much more states as they can. Why is it that Africa sits there with all like about some 54 different countries? So you're talking about we have governors here, they have something similar over in Africa. And you mean none of them, Nigerian or nowhere at all, don't intervene, and a lot of them, they no longer recognize kingship either. So now they have taken on, have joined these white people. So in other words, Africa is a Christian continent. Can't you see? It is a Christian continent, which means they are totally out of step with the world history textbook and the Sumerian history. Uh-huh. Okay. We have serious problem. Serious problem. Now, you can't go against the history itself. You can't go against the history and what the history itself says. Nothing like that. That's all I can tell you right now. It doesn't say anything like that. It's polytheism is polytheism. When they talk about B.C., before Christ, you think it's just a mere the letter B and C? It stands for something. What's that something? Now, it's too much of this. And like I tell you, those people that was, you know, blown away out of life this past Friday night, they're gone. They will not fuck anymore us. I can tell you that. And they don't have no, and those who are behind, they don't have anywhere to live until they claim they're going to rebuild. But they don't know what they're doing. The gods, you don't play with. Don't play with the gods. So if you want to spread your sodomy so much that you can't respect what the gods have done, they created us, and you're going to come here and make us know that, oh, that don't mean nothing to you. You want to fuck us anyway, and that's the world you want. Some place in the Bible tell you that, you know, you don't want to make God vex. In this case, we're talking about the gods, like Zeus and Enki and Enlil and all those, you know, those deities. You see the way these tornado behave? Now, you know, if you were there, you wouldn't be alive today in those places. I mean, if you were not in a pocket where you're going to, you know, you didn't get blown away like some people do. But look, the gods have your number, man. They have your number. And all we are here and just behaving like we don't have no sense, and you go about and make sure that, you know, the four corners of the earth is fucking ass. That's what these white people are all about. No matter what you see, they behaving and stuff like that. They are not civilized, my friends. White people not. Biden is not a civilized man. You will think him civilized because he is a president. These people are never civilized where they're coming from, right? And the interbreeding is what produced them. Okay? But look at what they do. Look, I mean, no black people are settled in anywhere they are today. Because these people over the past 2,600 years, they see to it that they control everything on planet Earth with this fucking AD and Adamani that don't come from nowhere but out of their fucking ass. That's where it come from. It doesn't have any legitimate government to it. Because Jesus they make up out of a black man. And, you know, I'm telling you, you must accept it anyway. And they tell you already they don't change their mind. It's just that they only adjust themselves, right? And that is that black people are not human. That's what they say. That's what they say. What does the issue say? According to them, they started life in America in the 16th century. Now, can you add and subtract that? They tell a man who was taken as a slave with Eileen something was his slave master, and he wanted to buy back his freedom for $300. Go to court, turn him down, go to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said, no, we cannot grant you that because you are not a human. You know, and you don't deserve liberty as human being. So they don't relegate us to being dumb animals. And that's what they're doing today because today they have AD and Adamani as law. These fucking ass cannot even make shit moreover to make law, but they're using law and govern us. You got to be out of your mind. This is how relegated African people are. They're out there in the church preaching and carrying on about Jesus, man. And we are afraid of these fucking ass white people. We can't tell them the truth because we don't even know it. You see what I mean? It is enough for me to be here talking and they come in and cut off my mic. Look at the technology that they know today that they can cut off my mic and all you hear is little music play. They do that. But they probably realize by now that, you know what? They have the odds against them. Because here, nobody don't know me more than whoever might happen to know me. But I come to know the truth. And I am commissioned by recognizing who I am as a hybrid person, what my life is supposed to be. And I tell you, I'm not afraid of my two parents of who they are. And moreover, almost I be ashamed of the gods that created me, a hybrid. I mean, I can't look at other people and lean on them for what they think. No, I'm going to lean on what I know. And if it's I alone, yeah, I decided I'd write the book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. Oh, like it. Look, I'm telling you, my friends, all of these white sodomites are nothing but grasshoppers, and they will be disannulled, okay? They will be, I mean, they will perish beyond what they think, because right now I think they rule the world right now. These fucking, white ass people. You know what I mean? I can hardly see one of them to have a conversation or not like that. They're all out there, and black people revere them. Black people revere them. And it's this forced pressure, why black people revere white people and think that they should intermingle with them sexually. Because they don't know the truth. All right. I tell you, and now I'm going to come around to this portion that I say it is the calendar. When Elohim zodiac calendar inaugurated, do you know? A lot of us don't know that, but I'm not going to like embarrass anybody because they don't know. But we'll have to read our history to know that, to know who we are, right? And drop the church. If you think you're serving a real God, it cannot be a real God, not unless you think God flip-flop. You know, but it's the white people that give us this God of the Bible. There is no, the Bible don't tell you about no God that creates you. Except you know that he talks about the Elohim. And the Elohim is not a monotheism God. These sodomite white people, they cannot get these things right. Because they intend to tell lies and to defeat, you know, the life of the African people. They are not going to be able to do that because here I am talking the truth. And I don't see anybody coming and like the FBI or something like that, or, you know, any sheriff or something, or anybody want to talk to me about the things I'm saying. No, they rather use electronic means to turn off my mic so that nobody don't hear to me. Hold on. Okay, here you turn off my mic. And what happened up in Kentucky and these other five states? You turn off my mic, but you think you can't turn off the message and the things that I must say? That is saying, get your ass all out of our jurisdiction. You have no legal right to be here with your AD Anno Domini. That's what I say, and that's a fact. Right. If you're going to overrule the truth that I'm saying and talk about this is your jurisdiction and I'm violating your jurisdiction like what Twitter is saying, let's still have my tweet over there. All right, let's see. When they are going to get their share too, right? Because I was just watching a church on the video. I think that's up there in Kentucky. It was, one of the buildings, architectural building, that the gods establish as a place where people go and do their rituals, right? Big columns and stuff like that. This thing must be there about 100 and something years ago, and that's not an easy place to be blown down, I'm telling you. But it was gone. You see what I mean? So these white people can be there and think like they are going to overcome. They're going to find out that, look, go drop your drawers back at Europe. Right? Because all the lies that you have told and destroy people's thinking, well, mine was only damaged to a certain extent. It wasn't to where I lose all of my bearings and stricken with belief syndrome as not being my experience. So I am making use of what I have after I can look back and see how I have been affected from a child to the point where the good Lord tell me how to read and to understand from the little I can do. Okay? And this is exactly what is going on. Ain't no stopping me in talking what the truth is. Okay? And if they think that they have the weaponry out there to stop us from striking them, then they will find out they're wrong, because I don't even have a pin to stick him. Okay? The good Lord afford for me to understand what I am saying. And if I am talking the truth, hey, I can do no wrong. Okay? Now, so what they have done and dug up the ground and hide it so that we can't, our generation don't know ourselves, they're going to find out. You see, because look, those it's not the first time I've seen tornadoes, ravage place. But I tell you, I'm seeing the kind of force to take all these things down. It's not just something that just happened without anything behind it. This is a whole lot of wrath expressed in the wind. To move all these, massive weight of stuff, concrete and wood. Look, no, it's like, two boxers fighting. And one is pressuring the other one. Every punch thrown is designed for a knockout. Basically, that's how I look at the tornadoes up in Kentucky. At the different places and the kind of a mass that get, crushed up on the ground. No, it means, I'm telling you, these tornadoes are designed to tell you faggots, get out. Get out! You come here and think you have Americans and all this, and black people are nothing. But you get out because we are the hybrid, not you, and you are hominids. An hominid, Homo erectus, you never talk. You are talking because you're a criminal. You're dirty and disrespectful, and you're going to find out how much it's going to benefit you to do the kind of stuff you do. Clean up. Salvage everything we have, calendar and everything like that, and all of the properties and things that we have. You take it all away from us. Well, you say you are the first, but you are the fucking last. Asshole. That's right. You are the fucking last asshole. And you're going to find out that you come from where you learn to fuck ass. You're going to go right back there if you reach. The European lie about Yam Naya culture. They don't want the world to know about it, but the world know now. Okay? That all of what they're going on with and put themselves up into the sky, up to the heavens, they will find out when they come back to the ground, they don't know themselves. Okay? And you're going to find out who the real people are, whether we did bad or not. But we are the hybrid people, and you think you can overthrow us. You are jumping into the face of the gods because they didn't made you guys from 3 million years and identify with you. Whichever way that, if they in any way started human life from back there millions of years ago, that's one thing. But you better stay where you are. If they put you there, stay there. Be humanoid, and be you Homo erectus. And that's you to be. But you've gone over there on the Homo sapien Neanderthals. Then you're going to come over here on the Homo sapien hybrid and get the blood. And that's where your Yam Naya culture come from. And you're hiding it from the world because you don't want to know that you're speaking is a result of you interbreeding forcefully with African people. You don't want the world to know that. Know it now. Know it now. You see, because you can't fight with the power. And, of course, we are taught right here what we are taught. In the World History Textbook, National Geographic. Not lying. I am not lying in any kind of way here. And I am letting you know who we are, if you let people know how from the end of the Neolithic age, come on, right on down to the Bronze Age, when these guys were up in Europe and making stone tools and light fire, that's all they could do, right? And the gods raised up by the beginning of the Bronze Age. Large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valley of Mesopotamia, Egypt, China, Egypt, India, and China. And it goes on, and it tells you that the gods elevated us, not you, up there in Europe. Fucking ass. We don't fuck ass. We bring virginal children, okay, and build up our civilization, right? This is world birth. It's not a Bible I'm reading. Do you understand that? This is what they would say, a legal world history textbook. And whether or not they are illegal, the history is still certified because it doesn't lie. Only the lies that you write in here are lies. And it can be pointed out. Here it is. It says, this would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. And it's the pattern of life that we are in today, and we are developed, right? Emergence of civilization brought us big culture, right? In general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. Continue to tell you what a civilization is. It has nothing to do with this fucking ass up in Europe. Okay? That come and seize everything we have with AD and Adam and Eve, and to force us into Christianity and banish us from where we live and consecrate what we have. And today, they still have AD and Adam and Eve, a kill from king to the peasant of the African people. Okay? Now, but look and see what the end is going to be. The beginning is one thing. We go astray, we pay for it. We are still paying for it. But there are those of us who are in the awakening time. We never did do it back there. Our ancestors did. And we are born and just born and raised up into it. We don't know no better. But the gods don't make us realize, because they give us a brain, resilient, right? You can't keep us down. You can kill some of us and they're gone and stuff like that. And too bad for that. But right now, you're not going to do that. Now, this is Aquarius. This is not Pisces. Pisces gone. You know, the time that accommodates you. But now, it's a different story. And so, the history don't say nothing about you being civilized and yet you have a right to come into our territory and overthrow our king and do all these kind of stuff. So whatever it is that allow you to do what you do, your time is up. Your time is up. And get your shitty ass out and don't take anything from our land, because you don't bring anything come here. Plain and simple. You know? We'll be generous enough to tell you, take a few little things with you, but leave our place alone. Okay? Now, so I'm telling you, we have officially information that our people are not reading, because you fucking ass folks tell us to be converted and to accept Jesus Christ, and that's all we know to do, all right? But look at what is here for us, and we are not aware of it, is the emergence of big civilization. Now, we are no longer in these little villages out there. And rise of cities, growth of government, growth, which means we had government from back in the little villages. But now, we are out of the little beanie service of government. We're into a big growth of government, right? And it tells you, king rule government. Not even queen, kings. If a woman is a king, it doesn't matter. It's not a feminine thing. It's an office. Kingship. Okay? So all the church ignorance that we absorb and don't know nothing. The time is up. We going to come to where the world don't have you on stage talking about you are a D and a Domini. We will go right back to our calendar and live the way the gods tell us to live, man. Okay? Now, so you want more? You stay there and rebuild, and you will find out. You won't have any reason to rebuild soon, if not now, very soon. Look and see what goes on out there, man. That's not playing. That's not playing. But we are told in that in our greater experience of life, living, the way we live has always been the role of the way of life or religion. It's not church. All the temples that the gods raise up, they do not represent church. You don't see one instance where BC had church. It's Christ. Christ that is sewage. Okay? That's what is called Christ, because Christ never exists. You can't find it nowhere in the Bible. Who knows Sodomite write about Jesus? When it was a black man you are talking about, but you don't want nobody to know, it's a black people who know was a steal from in Palestine. And the reason why you're there still killing, people who are African in Palestine. You don't want them there, only on the fucking ass want to there. Everywhere we are, you want everywhere we possess. And anywhere we live, we must pay to the dust of our pocket. To who know? When we should never be in this position. We should be able to represent yourself that, no, we don't want you here. Get out of here and rule ourselves. But since it comes to this, we need to work ourselves out of this. And acknowledgement of our gods is what we have to put into your face that, look, you go back where you come from. Because you come from up there where you have your indigenous way of life. Fucking ass is one of them. Don't come here and give it to us, man. You gone wrong and you can't be right. You'll never be right because you never evolved to be a civilized species. And you're going to come in here about interbreeding. You're going to interbreed until you're still a faggot. Right? That's right. We don't want you among us because this world is the textbook. Tell us that we form a group to ourselves as ethnic group of people. Don't come here and come talk about you ruling us. You're way, way over the line. Go back up there and the tornadoes. Look for more, you see, more frequently and worse. EF or what them call it, EF. Look for more. Yes, take you like, you know, like a thief in the night. Just for argument's sake. That's right. Come at nighttime. You don't have much to do, you know, to keep yourself from being absorbed in the terror. Okay? Now, how does it look that you give people Jesus Christ and a spirit God that tell them and they promise them protection and everything like that? Why God is not protecting these people? There's no God there, right? And who is it that is causing all those things? We know, and listen, in the role of religion, important religious developments also characterize those who are now in the upscale life of civilization. So he says here, the same religious way of life that used to be in the villages, when they are elevated to this better or, you know, better life conditions. He says, all of them develop religions to explain or to preach or to teach. Explain the workings of the forces of nature. That's what you see out there. We civilized African people. We are connected by the blood. Hunu, Yam Naya, generation, Sodomite generation. You're not supposed to have the blood of the gods. When you interbreed with us, when you interbreed with the African people, you cross a line, a red line, the bloodline. You're not supposed to, and now you think you enjoy yourself? You're going to find out. And enjoy, you're going to enjoy yourself. Because if you look at the tornado up there, out there, you're going to find out that that's not enjoyment. It's not enjoyment. The place looked like it cannot be rebuilt, but you're going to rebuild it, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, that force that you see there, it's not meant for African people. Only those who are following you as Christians. So, here it is. Our people who come into the new upliftment of a better life. He says, we teach each other the workings of the forces of nature. And anybody who read about the gods will understand they were here and they are named after different planets and all that. We don't know of anybody else or any kind of other condition that talks about sophisticated beings who understand about the workings of the forces of nature. They are connected to it. They are the one that created us. You don't want the world to know about our creation, but you are going to have an experience that, you know, you're going to fall out of the skies like Phobos 2. Really. And you all think like, you know, you raise up all these things in America. Why you didn't do it in Europe? Why you didn't raise it up in Europe? You come here and say you're looking wealth. Where you coming here to look wealth for? You've been here over almost 2 million years up there. Why didn't you go out and look for things out there yourself? No, but you couldn't talk. So after you interbreed up and wait until you can talk and learn from us, that's when you decide to come after us and do whatever you feel like, you know, to destroy us. Well, you're going to find out that we will last and you will not. Okay? I'm sure about that because I don't feel good about being born to Christian parents. What would I be otherwise? I would be what I was born to be. But in this case, it didn't work out that way. So, but I am now lucky. I'm living into the realization of stuff. All right? So I'm telling you that we are connected to the force. And it is for us who realize to make sure that we have, you know, like shake the dust of our minds, you know, from you faggots, homosexuals. You see, you think as time goes on, you know, people would get desensitized as to who you fucking white people are, fucking ass white people. You think it would you know, it would diminish. No. It works the other way around because the God watches over us anyway. You find your own. Otherwise, I'm telling you what's going to happen to you. It's written. I'm not just saying it. You are under visitation that you will not survive. Go back where you come from. Is that hard? Go back. So here we have it. What to depend on? The workings of the forces of nature. Who do that? The gods. They perform it. You know about Zeus? What? Who is Zeus? The gods? All right? They tell you what they do. What Zeus do? Zeus does, right? And other gods? So, he says, we are taught the knowledge of the workings of the forces of nature that only the gods are known. And even Cicero tell you that the gods direct and control and govern the world. Cicero said that in 1st century BC. That's one of you all sodomite politicians say that. You see, and it's all over the world, it's a textbook that you all confirm the gods and all you love the gods and all this kind of stuff. But now you want the world to be sodomized and you don't want the gods to come around because now you all have weaponry and everything like that to keep them away from you. You are fucking mad. Fuck too much ass. Oh, man, you don't want to be civilized. So get out. Now, I'm telling the truth. I am telling the truth. And there are people who think now this respect that these sodomites think they deserve. I can't talk with that respect. I can't talk with false respect because you are all here with a Bible seeking to pressure black people to submit to fuckery. Otherwise, why would you be here with this A.D. Anadamani? That don't come from anywhere that is authentic. And you expect us to follow the dream of your fucking ass to fool the world with sodomy. Right? The same sodomy you write in the Bible, Genesis 19. Okay? It's not going to work like that. I am reading the thing that you must observe. This is the new social structure of civilization. You are not a part of it. You come jump in and say you are ruling us. You're going to find out where you really are to keep your fucking ass. Fucking. Yes. You're going to find out. Look at Kentucky, right? Look at Kentucky and the other places. But Kentucky most of all, man. So this is what I got to tell you. The workings of the forces of nature, that's what you saw right there. That's what we are protected by. If we are really living and obeying our gods, all these things that you take away from us, our inalienable rights, we don't have none because you reserve the right to kill we any given day and we don't have no say-so. That is over with. You are to be prosecuted, every single one of you. But you have courthouse. Where you get that from? Look, we are taught, and that's what I am reading right now, is the knowledge of the forces of nature, and the number two thing is own existence. We are hybrid, nothing else. And you fucking ass are going to go where you come from and go back up there. Go learn your own way of life. Don't come here and teach it to us. Fucking stinking ass. Go back where you come from with it. Don't come here and think you can use money and convert us. Money is what all of you fucking ass running for and coming for. But you don't know the day would come when you would get it. Exactly what you're not looking for. It was long and arduous, right? And you spend the time trying to get up there, right? And you're going up to Mars too, right? That's right. Now, I'm telling you, as far as our prospect is concerned, is for us to identify the truth that we are to live in and not your democracy, not your Republicanism Democratism. It's not that. Go up a Europe with those shittery. Leave us alone. That's all I'm telling you. Leave us alone. You think it's so? Look at Kentucky. You think you're going to rebuild? Look at Kentucky. You want another one put on top of that? Look at Kentucky. Leave African people alone. Okay? You're going to do that. Whether you do it willingly or by force, but you're going to do it. Get out. And all these universities and school and hospital and roads and stuff like that. Go out. Go out. Like how you run and chase our people out of our territories like it's yours, you fucking idiot fool. Leave us alone. And here is, I am reading the knowledge that people supposed to know. And poor thing them, I hope they learn some like I do. Power to start live a civilized life, man. And it goes on to say, gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success, not faggot, community. It wasn't their community. As you can see now, they don't think that they are a part of the gods at all. You know what I mean? They think they are a part of their own sodomite fucking ass determination. That's what these fucking ass, the gods, only the civilized people, society, they make successful. That's why you see them, no success was in Europe. So they follow us to get success that the God bless us with. And they want to make it seem like it's they are the ones who accumulate wealth and civilization. But the time come, my friends, it doesn't go that way. The arrow is pointing somewhere else. So it goes on to say, to win their favor, priests supervise rituals aimed at pleasing them. Who taught the Roman Catholic Church to have priests? They don't know nothing about that. You're all hominid and homo erectus. You never talk. And they want to make it seem like now they talk. But where's the civilization behind there you're talking? Where did you raise up anything civilized? These fucking ass white people, they hate the fact that they have to do all these things and show off themselves like they're mighty. 4th of July, you know, they're going to kill off all the African people and stuff like that. Well, you're going to find out, my friend. That's not the way it is. And you're safer where you come from. Don't come here and bully us and all this kind of stuff, because it's really over now. It's over now. And you are being warned to take your shit back where you come from with it. Leave us alone. We didn't teach you no shittery. Christianity. You want to bring Christianity, come here on us. You're going to find out where the power lies, man. It's not in atomic bomb. You understand that? This gave the priest special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. My friend, I could read you where they talk about their Romans and giving you background to how they worship the gods, how they get everything from the gods. You don't know that? I'm telling you the truth. It's right in this world. It's a textbook here. You don't know these faggot white people you see there, they are criminal and murderers, atrocities. I mean, without any cause to prove themselves they are sodomites and they can do all things. Oh. My friends, time has come and they will find out, and they are finding out the hard way. And therefore, let me tell you, what is the real problem with the African people. Things happened long ago, you know, a few millennia ago. And it's difficult for us to come to our senses, come to grips with this. And like I have told on quite a few occasions, what draw my attention to where I'm focusing today? It's like a miracle. Because it's not somebody had a vision and told me. It's like, what is going on in my own head? Now, if you can say I'm talking like a lunatic, well, I would like to get some understanding from you if you think that I'm talking lunacy. Because I have always had a open mind, logical mind, you know, and I can't see this kind of situation going on and back up. They can't walk me down. Nobody can walk me down because my mind is in the right place. I respect the world that is provided for us, and as long as I respect the gods, not a sodomite, what you call it, monotheism. You see, and all the lies that they're telling about creation in the Bible and stuff like that. I can't back from this stuff. No. You're going to see me with my 12-inch gloves, man. I mean, I'm telling you, that's what I have on right now. You see, I'm telling it to you. Say, go back where you come from. Because you're seeing a lot of example of what we are connected to. Once we're not coming to your church and all your whole bunch of foolishness, watch out, man. Because you know, we ain't coming to you with no gun, no bullet, no nothing like that, right? It's something that's going to wipe you out that none of you know leave, man. That's what is going to happen, okay? And there's nothing you can do when I tell you that's what is going to happen because it is written. And I mean, no accuse on of one who no do. It's written in the book. See, 1857, United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property of white people. And as such, they had no claim to freedom. You hear that? That's what you all shit house tell us who did you nothing. They were not free even file a lawsuit in federal court Yeah, they can't file a lawsuit in federal court. Them fucking honest court that they have, ruling people they have no right to be doing. Yeah, he said, we don't have a right to file a lawsuit from the white people, right? We can't file a lawsuit in federal court for freedom from the white people. That means they own us. Who owned us? Who owned them? Okay? The decision was made in the Dred Scott versus Sanford. If you are not familiar with it, you can research online. Search it online. This was a decision made by the highest court. By the highest legal authority in the land. So you highest legal court in the land. And they don't have any authority except what they fuck and dream about. Talk about Jesus. Who is Jesus? They are sinking. They are suffocating. I mean, when they talk about Jesus, it don't exist. It just don't exist. And moreover, they're going from one aberration to another, because they are abusing the African people. Then turn around and say, it's a white man. So that means there's no connection of them abusing no black man. All this kind of stuff that these guys are guilty of, man. A big Bible with New Testament and all that, and they know it's fucking lie. Fucking ass lie. That's what make them do it. They are uncivilized, and the little sense that they get now for talk and reason, they can't behave like civilized people. You know what I mean? And now over the years now, they begin to find out that it's not working out all good for them, and they're adjusting. Marrying women like they started out with that. I'll go back to Europe, history, and find out what kind of life they were enjoying 100,000 years ago and 12,000 years ago, man. Come on. Listen. For them, it's sorrow, but for us, it's relief from this fucking ass madness that come down on us when we didn't invite them. They don't want nobody to know about this miscegenation and this generation of Yamnaya culture. They don't want the world to know, because it's a whole lot of abomination to come down on them. So them are right on to keep that away from the knowledge of the civilized world. Don't you see? Look at them now. They don't look like what they were. In Europe, say, coming on, 100,000 years when they met the African people. No, that's not what. They find out that civilization is the right thing, but they fuck ass. They can't leave that out. And now that's why they come here and make laws now in the United States. Listen. We never invite them to do this, to miscegenate with us. I don't see where that happened. Our people moving out from Africa and coming to other places outside of Africa, that's what they were doing. Why these sodomites seek to interbreed with them? They were not satisfied with themselves, right? And they want to frig other people who are not their equal. Black people are not their equal. You see, but they have brought us down because we're going to lay down with them, you know. So as in this world today, it says if you lay down with dogs, you catch their fleas. You see, if you go and company yourself with anybody who is not your kind, you're going to pay for that. All right, so it goes on to say here that the European lie about Yamnaya culture. They don't want you to know. But the fact is here, they were not talking for almost 4 million years. How they start talking now since 100,000 years with their interbreeding? That's the only time that occurred. But we know they interbreed with the Neanderthals before, though, widely. They are traced with history, every move they make. Deny it as much as you want, but we find you anywhere you go. So it goes on to say, the Yamnaya-related Stipi ancestry has been described as a mixture of Eastern and Caucasus to gatherers. Do you understand all of that? You have to just try and read between the lines, because they not tell you the truth. Yes. From Eastern. Where these Eastern hunter gatherers come from? Caucasus. Eastern and Caucasus. So who are the Eastern? We understand Caucasians, but where it's a mixture of Eastern and Caucasian. So that's talking about Eastern is got to be the African people. It is the African people. But the way they're putting it, they're not putting it to make it very obvious and specific. Okay? Hunter-gatherers. But, I mean, well, black people been hunting. I mean, everybody hunts. I mean, you know, it says here they were hunter-gatherers from the Pontic Caspian Steppe. So, I don't know about Pontus Caspian Steppe. But, you see, they might tell you that's where the Yamna-related Steppe is. And they are sure you are two different kind of people who produce them, right? Dating to 3,300 to 2,600 BC. You hear that? All right. Which eventually spread further to the Altai region. We don't know where the Altai region is, if you know. In the east, in the form of people associated to the Afansivo culture. Where are they going with all of this now? I told you. These faggots, they will make up. Remember, they have a lot of sense, like a lot of animals, you know, who know to go around and sniff and do all kind of things to find things. So they can talk now and reason better now because they go to the Neanderthal, who offer them better sense than what they did have before, but they just couldn't talk, and they're not getting talking from the Neanderthals. But now they are ready, since they go through the Neanderthals, they're ready now to intermingle successfully and be able to talk and have everything else except, I mean, civilization, you know, and their sodomy nature, you see. So now they want good things, but they just don't know civilized ways to go about it, man. So they're going to kill the civilized people, from whom they are getting the better things in. So they go on to say, occupying the Minocinc Basin and the Haltia Mountains. You hear that? During the Enolic. During the Neolithic era, circa 3,300 to 2,500 BCE, it is named after a nearby mountain, Gora. Afansivo. You hear what, you know, what kind of a details they're going to? Yeah. In what is now Bogradiska. District. District. Kasa-sia, Russia. See, these are European people. The author conclude that the Afan civil people were Indo-Europeans, perhaps ancestors of the Tartarians. Narasimhan, E-T-A-L, and so on. 2019, analyzed remains of 24 individuals ascribed to the Asansivo culture. D. He cannot say, I am a white guy named Barack Hussein Obama. Nobody's going to buy that, says cultural critic Michael Angela. Michael Angela Davis. We are not ready for that. Yeah, them have a lot to hide, man. You see the way he's explaining who this Yamnaya culture is going to all of these kind of stuff. You know? They can't talk that because, you see, they drop into civility, and because them stink of fucking each other's ass, they cannot afford to carry themselves like that in the world. So they have to be pretending like they are just one of many civilized people. That's what they're doing. Oh, I hope you all know that. You see them have on clothes and expensive cloak. And stuff like that. And like Good Morning Joe, he and his wife, they make you see, you know, like, oh, they are, you know, like natural people. And don't go like that. They're a faggot. All of them are faggot. They pretend. And that's how they get where they are today. You know, is they are very, very sneaking people. You see, and wicked. So if you want to make white people fool you about Christianity, you're doomed, because there's absolutely nothing about Christianity that is positive for African people. They are making us look in the other direction. Why they full up Bible with a whole bunch of foolishness that we believe. All right. So it goes on to say, this is an issue that has sparked debate, not only in our newsroom, but also among my friends and family. See, most Americans see Obama as a black man, and he identifies himself as a black man. Why? Why? There's a reason for that. You see, that's how white people behave. You see, they try to hide certain things, and they try not to hide certain things. You see, anyway, it will add up to being cover for themselves. That's the way they operate. See, I don't read anything about they were sodomite from way back 2600 years ago, right? You read that is in 1970 AD that they begin to come out of the closet. So they have been in the closet since they learned to talk, like almost 100,000 years. Hi. You see what I mean? That's how long that they've been hiding that they are faggots. Okay? But things is coming out now at a rate where civilized pressure is squeezing out the sodomy out of their secrecy. You see what I mean? So it goes on to say, but there are some who will argue that by labeling Obama as a black candidate, we are all ignoring a vital and legitimate side of his life. Which part that? Same if I got. Proto-human are the Yamnaya white people there. We are a destroy the world and a kill African people. And I call you racist and all that. A hypothetical prehistoric primate. That's what Obama is. He's a primate. Hominid. You know, see? Resembling humans. That's what somebody is saying. If you call him a black man, you are ignoring the proto-human. A hypothetical prehistoric primate resembling humans and thought to be their ancestor. Resembling humans and thought to be their ancestors, which are not true. It's not true. Whose profile has been compiled mainly from fossil evidence. Adjective, proto-human relating to a proto-human primate, proto-human, hominid. Yeah. You see what I mean? Them are high things, and it going bust upon them like a balloon. You see? That them don't know what to do with themselves. Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program and hope that you have gathered thoughts to build on your sincerity, right? But by no means are we going to give up ourselves to these sodomite white people who come in to our territory everywhere we are and see us and talk about them have government control and take every dime away from us. Now, the truth is out, and if you want to stay there like you're somebody who don't know whether you're coming or going, it's up to you. But here, the history is here for us to understand that. So take good care, and we will talk, and hopefully, on the next edition. Enkelbert Humperdinck, sing us. Yes. There goes my everything.
There goes my only possession. There goes my everything. I hear footsteps slowly walking as they gently walk across floor, and a voice is softly saying, darling, this will be goodbye forevermore. There goes my reason for living. There goes the one of my dreams.
memory turns back the pages. I can see the happy years we had before. Now the love that kept this old heart beating has been shattered by the closing of the door.